tech expert for tech tips, trendiest gadgets, and some of the best apps to organize your life. We have with us tech expert Jessica Naziri. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How about yourself? I'm sorry about all that rain.
Yeah, well, rain, you know, you got to get rain sometime, you know, so you can enjoy all the sunshine on certain days. But people are indoors now doing a lot of their work. Some are more productive than others. What can you tell us about that? What's happening?
You're absolutely right. These are unprecedented times, and some are, you know, working and getting things done, and some not so much. So it's really important to stick to a routine. Structure your day for success. Some of us are morning people and some of us are night people. So you need to ask yourself, when do I really feel like I can get things done and establish those working hours? So I like to wake up first thing in the morning, hit the gym, and then get my day started. So the truth is, you know, we have a lot of tasks at hand, and whenever you have so many things to do, I personally recommend delegating things that are unimportant. I use a virtual assistant to schedule calls, make reservations, data entry, sometimes emails. That way I can do the important things, and I have handoff to the things that are really not important for me, and I can spend more time with my kid.
That sounds great. What about where are you doing all this? Did you empty out a closet? Are you at a kitchen table? Where is this happening?
Luckily, I moved. I have my own dedicated space. I have a personal office away from distractions, away from my son, away from my husband, but don't tell him that. And it really makes a big difference, and it helps me feel more engaged. So make sure you have a dedicated workspace and that you have the technology, the ergonomics you really need to feel comfortable. Like you said, some people do work from their bed, but over time, it hurts your posture. So I do recommend a standing desk. It's really helped to make sure your energy and productivity are up. Also, it does help your back. But if you don't want to invest in that, you can also use a seat cushion. Another really great way to save money is to use a stand for your laptop. Make sure that you also have a floor mat, really good for posture. And I can't live without noise-canceling headphones because it gets very loud in my home.
Any recommendations for people who do have a young one that demands attention or needs attention? Any helpful hints?
Yes. Lock the door and make sure that you say, okay, mommy or daddy is working right now so that they know you're working. Because whenever you're home, they just get this impression that you're not doing anything. So make sure you set those boundaries right from the start.
A lot of people have the impression when I'm at home, I'm not doing anything. I like that. You know, but you got to make sure you are, you know, doing things and let them know. But sometimes you have to be able to focus. So that's one of those things, too. You know, you always worry if you're somewhere else that something else is going on. You better see what's happening. But it's kind of still part. I guess everybody's sort of dealing with that. So there's a level playing field somewhat with people who need to do that. What about those people who are trying to make sure that they're, you know, connecting and stuff? You know, we have different levels of connectivity that people are dealing with.
Yes, connecting is really important. You know, at this time, loneliness can creep in. There's only so many hours you can spend locked in your room. Studies actually show that productivity is actually heightened whenever you have some sort of social connection. So set aside an hour in the day, maybe once a week, to check in with work friends, non-work friends, or maybe have like a virtual water cooler, some Zoom dates. Even maybe pick up your phone and call someone. It makes a big difference.
Let's talk a little bit about mixing work and home. I mean, it's all become kind of one big soup at some point.
Yeah, the lines are blurry, they're fuzzy, and if you don't separate the two, it's really hard to get anything done, and you won't really feel a sense of fulfillment. So I definitely recommend separating the two. When you get something done, make sure you call that a big win so they feel good and go on to the next step.
A lot of things going on. Anything else you can share with us this morning for helping people?
Absolutely. I mean, it's not a secret. A lot of us are spending so much more time on our screens, and I just learned of a new thing called digital eye strain. I didn't know I have it. You probably do too. It's when your eyes are tired, you have eye dryness, and I actually recently found out about a new contact lens from Cooper Vision. It's called Biofinity Energys, and these contact lenses not only help with blurry vision, but they also help You switch from online to offline, so these help with digital eye strain. And for me, it's made a really big difference during Corona, now that we're all spending so much more time on our screens.
That's good. Where can we find out some more information about some of the tech tips you talked about, as well as maybe those lenses?
Yeah, so you can check out all these tips on my website at techsesh.co, and you can actually try these contact lenses for free at bioaffinityenergist.com.